This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. If inflation was the economic story of 2022, which it was, shrinkflation is probably the unsung economic story of every year going on decades now. You've seen it, right? The yogurt container that weighs less but never gets less expensive. The rolls of toilet paper that have just a few fewer squares on them than they used to but never cost fewer dollars. Well, there is a person out there who's on a mission to make sure consumers know how much less they are getting. Edgar Dworsky's been cataloging shrinkflation for a very long time now, and we got him on the phone. Mr. Dworsky, welcome to the program.
Well, thanks for inviting me.
You have been profiled in the New York Times, where we found you. John Oliver did a whole segment on you. You have been called the foremost expert, I think, on shrinkflation in this economy. And I want to know how one becomes that expert. How did this happen?
I think you start out as a kid who pays attention to the candy bars that he buys and the toilet paper that he uses. And you see the candy bar was getting smaller and the Charmin toilet paper was having fewer sheets. And that's kind of how I got into it.
One might call this a calling then, since you've been doing it since you were a kid.
Yeah, some people are called to check on shrinking products, and I guess right. I fit the bill.
You're it. Do me a favor, though, would you, and help me understand, and we should preface this. I should preface this by saying you spent your life in consumer protection. Give me the impetus behind the calling, right? Because there's a real reason you do this.
Well, I think shrinkflation is a nasty way to pass on a price increase. It's just a sneaky practice of manufacturers, and I consider myself a consumer educator, and I want people to know some of the tricks of the trade. So if a manufacturer is reducing the number of ounces in their detergent, and it went from 100 ounces to 90, it's done so inconspicuously that most people won't notice. That's where I come in.
There's also this thing called skimpflation, which, even though this is my line of work, was news to me when I first started doing research for this subject. And I want you to tell me about, oh, man, and I can't remember the name, but it's the fake butter that changed the ingredient. And there was a consumer outcry and then they had to go back. And I ask about it because my wife uses it and she was really annoyed.
Basically, skimpflation is when a manufacturer reformulates a product using cheaper ingredients or less of the good ingredient. And in the case of Smart Balance, it's a premium spread. It costs about $5 for a 15-ounce container. The original version had 64% oil. They inconspicuously changed that little 64% number that appears in the bottom left-hand corner of the front panel of their product and made it 39% oil. Well, consumers noticed. And actually, as of this week, there are over 2,200 one-star reviews for Smart Balance on the website. And they say, you know, we apologize. We were changing the formula to try to make it spread more easily.
Yeah,
give me a break. Spread more easily. They were trying to fatten their bottom line by using less oil, which is very expensive now. But they heard the outcry. And now on store shelves, we're starting to see the old 64% come back just as inconspicuously as it changed to a smaller one. So you got to look very carefully to see, are you getting the old junky one or are you getting the new, much better one?
Are you, you're not philosophically opposed to price increases, right? If companies need to increase prices, they got to increase prices. Just don't do it sneakily, right? Is that the gist here?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, we all kind of hate what's going on in the supermarket these days. Every time you go, you know, there's a new higher price on the items you buy all the time. It's a fact of life. But if you don't know a price increase is being passed on to you because they do it in the sneaky way, that's where I see the issue.
No product is safe, right? I mean, it goes everywhere.
Well, there's one product.
What?
I always say it will have gone too far if I open that carton of eggs and there's only 11 inside.
Well, they'd have to reconfigure the whole carton thing and everything. Oh, forget it. They're never doing that. Edgar Dworsky, he is a consumer advocate at heart since he was a little kid. He runs two websites. One's called consumerworld.org and the other one is mouseprint.org. Mr. Dworsky, thanks for your time, sir. I do appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me on.